Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace your IELTS speaking task, describing a local business you support. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with this topic. However, with the right approach, describing a local business you support can be an excellent opportunity to showcase your English language skills. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to tackle this subject effectively in your IELTS speaking test. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a local business that you support, is a common one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to discuss everyday topics, express personal opinions, and use vocabulary related to business and community. This topic has appeared frequently in past IELTS exams and is likely to continue being a popular choice in future tests. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about local businesses. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question: Do you often support local businesses? Band 6-7. Answer: Yes, I do try to support local businesses when I can. I think it's important for the community. I usually go to the local grocery store near my house for daily necessities. Band 8-9. Absolutely. I make a conscious effort to support local businesses whenever possible. Not only does it contribute to the local economy, but it also helps maintain the unique character of our community. For instance, I frequently patronize a family-owned bakery in my neighborhood for their artisanal bread and pastries. Part 2. Long-term. Cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a local business that you support. You should say, what kind of business it is, where it is located, how you learned about this business, and explain why you support this business. Band 6-7. Sample answer. The local business I'd like to talk about is a small bookstore in my neighborhood. It's located on Main Street, just a few blocks from my house. I first discovered it while taking a walk in the area about a year ago. I support this bookstore because I love reading and it's convenient to have a place nearby where I can buy books. The owner is very friendly and always recommends good books based on my interests. They also organize reading events sometimes, which I enjoy attending. The store has a cozy atmosphere with comfortable chairs where you can sit and browse books. They have a good selection of both new releases and classic literature. I think it's important to support small businesses like this because they add character to the neighborhood and provide personalized service that you don't get in big chain stores. Overall, I'm happy to support this local bookstore because it enhances my reading experience and contributes positively to our community. Band 8-9. Sample answer. I'd like to describe a local artisanal coffee roastery that I wholeheartedly support. This independently owned business is strategically situated in the heart of our town's historic district, occupying a beautifully restored Victorian-era building on Oak Street. I stumbled upon this gem of a coffee shop during a community festival last summer. The intoxicating aroma of freshly roasted coffee beans wafting through the air drew me in, and I've been a loyal patron ever since. What sets this roastery apart is their unwavering commitment to quality and sustainability. They source their beans directly from small-scale farmers in various coffee-growing regions, ensuring fair compensation for the producers. The owner, a certified Q grader, personally oversees the roasting process, expertly coaxing out the unique flavor profile of each bean variety. I enthusiastically support this business for several reasons. Firstly, their dedication to craft is evident in every cup. The coffee is simply exceptional, with complex flavor notes that you rarely find in mass-produced brands. Secondly, their ethical business practices align with my values of supporting fair trade and sustainable agriculture. Moreover, this roastery has become a vibrant community hub. They regularly host cuppings and workshops, educating customers about coffee cultivation, processing, and brewing techniques. This fosters a deeper appreciation for the art of coffee making and creates a sense of connection among local coffee enthusiasts. By supporting this local business, I'm not only treating myself to superior quality coffee, but also contributing to the local economy and promoting sustainable, ethical business practices. It's a win-win situation that makes every sip more enjoyable. Follow-up questions. How has this business impacted the local community? Do you think more people should support local businesses Why or why not? Band 6 to 7. Sample answers. I think this business has had a positive impact on our community. It's created jobs for local people and given us a nice place to buy books and meet others who enjoy reading. Yes, I believe more people should support local businesses. They often provide better service than big chains and help keep money in the local economy. It's good for our community when local businesses do well. Band 8-9, sample answers. The impact of this roastery on our local community has been multifaceted and significant. Firstly, it has revitalized a previously vacant historic building, contributing to the preservation of our town's architectural heritage. Additionally, it has created several skilled jobs, from roasters to baristas, fostering local talent. The business has also sparked a ripple effect, attracting other artisanal food businesses to the area, thus transforming it into a gastronomic destination. Moreover, their educational initiatives have raised awareness about sustainable coffee production, inspiring more conscious consumer choices in our community. Absolutely, I firmly believe that increased support for local businesses is crucial. These enterprises are the backbone of our local economy, often reinvesting a larger share of their revenue back into the community compared to large corporations. They also contribute to the unique character of our towns and cities, offering personalized services and products that reflect local tastes and traditions. Furthermore, supporting local businesses promotes entrepreneurship and innovation at a grassroots level, which is essential for long-term economic resilience and diversity. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to local businesses and the economy. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: What are the challenges faced by small local businesses in competing with large corporations? Band 6-7. Answer: Small local businesses often struggle to compete with big corporations because they have less money and resources. They might not be able to offer the same low prices or wide range of products. Also, they usually can't afford big marketing campaigns like large companies can. It can be hard for them to attract customers when there are well-known chain stores around. Band 8-9. Answer: Small local businesses face a myriad of challenges when competing against large corporations. Firstly, there's the issue of economies of scale. Larger companies can often procure goods at lower costs due to bulk purchasing, allowing them to offer more competitive pricing. Additionally, small businesses typically lack the financial clout to invest in extensive marketing campaigns or cutting-edge technology, which can put them at a significant disadvantage in terms of visibility and operational efficiency. Moreover, large corporations often have more robust supply chains and can weather economic downturns more easily, while local businesses may struggle with cash flow during lean periods. There's also the challenge of brand recognition. Established corporations benefit from widespread familiarity, whereas local businesses must work harder to build trust and loyalty within their community. However, it's worth noting that small businesses can leverage their unique strengths, such as personalized service, community connection, and agility in responding to local needs to carve out their niche in the market. Question: How do you think the rise of online shopping has affected local businesses? Band 6-7. Answer: I think online shopping has made things difficult for many local businesses. A lot of people now prefer to buy things online because it's convenient and often cheaper. This means fewer customers for local shops. Some local businesses have tried to adapt by starting their own online stores, but it's not easy to compete with big online retailers. Band 8-9 answer. The rise of online shopping has undeniably posed significant challenges for local businesses, but it has also created new opportunities for those willing to adapt. On the negative side, e-commerce giants have siphoned away customers from brick-and-mortar stores with their vast product ranges, competitive pricing, and convenience of home delivery. This has led to decreased foot traffic in many local shopping districts, putting pressure on traditional retailers. However, the digital revolution has also leveled the playing field in some respects. Local businesses can now reach a global customer base through e-commerce platforms, expanding their market far beyond their physical location. Many have successfully adopted omnichannel strategies, integrating online and offline experiences to cater to changing consumer preferences. Moreover, there's been a growing trend of consumers seeking authentic, local experiences, which has benefited businesses that can effectively tell their story and showcase their unique offerings online. Local businesses that have embraced digital marketing tools and social media engagement have often found new ways to connect with their community and attract customers. In essence, while online shopping has disrupted traditional retail models, it has also catalyzed innovation among local businesses, forcing them to evolve and diversify their offerings to remain competitive in the digital age. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Artisanal, artisanal. Adjective, involving skilled work by hand. Example, the local bakery specializes in artisanal bread made using traditional methods. Patronize, petnize. Verb, to frequent as a customer. Example, I make an effort to patronize local businesses to support our community's economy. Ethical business practices, thickness, noun phrase, business operations that are morally right and adhere to professional standards. Example, the coffee shop's ethical business practices include fair trade sourcing and environmentally friendly packaging. Revitalize, less, verb, to give new life or vigor to. Example, the new local businesses have helped to revitalize our town's once struggling downtown area. Economies of scale, scale, noun phrase, the cost advantages that enterprises obtain due to their scale of operation. Example, large corporations often benefit from economies of scale, allowing them to offer lower prices than small local businesses. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test when discussing local businesses, use specific examples from your personal experience to illustrate your points. Employ a range of vocabulary related to business, economy, and community. Practice expressing opinions on abstract topics like the impact of online shopping or the importance of supporting local businesses. Work on your fluency by discussing this topic with friends or language exchange partners. Stay informed about local business trends and issues to provide thoughtful, well-rounded responses. Remember, the key to a high score is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clear pronunciation, varied vocabulary, and complex sentence structures while maintaining a natural conversational tone. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a place where you like to go shopping. Describe a time when you overcame a personal challenge. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to discuss local businesses and related topics in your IELTS speaking test.